Oh, hi, y'all. Welcome to Nikki's World, where my podcast show will give you viewpoints and insight that others will not give. I'll talk about, like, what's current, what's on the news, what is out there, and I will always cite sources, and I always cite facts and news links so y'all know what I'm actually talking about. I give you my viewpoints and opinions, and if you want to hear what I have to say, what's on my mind and all that, I let y'all into my world and let y'all hear and listen to what I'm thinking and what's going through my mind. So if you love stuff like that, tune into Nikki's World twice a week, where you'll get 2-3 podcast episodes a week on what I talk about and what's on my mind. So thanks for listening, and let's get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, y'all? Let's do this. Welcome to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. And today, guys, I want to talk to you about the so-called church militia group that is trying to patrol the city of Hartford armed. I want to talk to you about that and why it is such a bad idea and why there are other options and other ways of doing this without, like, making yourself look like a target. I want to talk to you about that and so much more. But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, seriously, can y'all please consider donating a cup of coffee for me? Because for the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Cumberland Farms, guys, you guys help keep this podcast show alive. You guys help me curate more stories, more topics like this to talk about. I do accept Bitcoin donations. I am on Locals, guys. If you guys want to support and sponsor Nikki's World, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, please hit that like, subscribe, please give me a review. Good, bad, and the ugly. Also, guys, I do have affiliate links, including Minds.com, which is the alternative social media platform to Facebook. I also, guys, have affiliate links with North Shore Medical Supply, if you know anybody that needs incontinence gear. I have the link in the description below. I also have a referral link to burner.com. I will talk about that bit in the show. But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love this episode and any of my other episodes on Nikki's World, seriously, y'all, Can y'all please consider sharing this across all the social media platforms that are out there today? Woo-wee. Wow. That is a mouthful, guys. That is really a mouthful. Yeah, it really is, guys. But heck, anyway, today, guys, today I want to talk to you guys about, like, that Hartford militia group that wants to patrol the city streets armed, and why that may be a bad idea. But I want to talk about that, okay, and so much more. But before we talk about the show, guys, I want to talk to you about why I've been out a little bit. I know y'all want to know why I haven't podcasted a bit. I've been a bit busy lately. I've been starting, like, my master's in social work degree, so which means I've been, like, trying to split my time in between doing Shibari, between doing, like, my work, my writings, and all that. So it's a bit of a, like, a struggle and a bit of more, like, juggling, like, my class schedule and all this and this and this. So it is a bit of, like, juggling many things at once. So I've been trying my best, guys. I do apologize, okay? But I eventually, once everything starts to settle down and I settle into a routine, I will start podcasting more as much as I can. I do apologize for that. Other than that, guys, I went to a group photo shoot this past weekend. It was great, but the one thing I noticed so glaringly is that you can tell who is an actual biological woman and dudes who cosplay as women. And the dudes that were cosplaying as women, oh my fucking God, you can tell. It's like, dudes, they're taller than the actual women. And I was like, holy shalito. Yeah, I was like, holy cow, man. Yeah, I was there just to take part in the group photo shoot, but for some reason, the photographers were more focused on the dudes who were cosplaying as women, and me being the intersex DSD person who was basically like quiet as a mouse in the background, nobody didn't notice me being there. They thought I was just like watching the whole thing and all this. They didn't know I was there to take part in the photo shoot. So many of them, like, basically forgot that I was there. So I didn't get to take part in the photo shoot as much as I would like to. But the two dudes there got more than me, and I didn't even get any photo time. So for me, I felt like I was not given any amount of equal time to do photo shoots. But then you had the two dudes who were cosplaying as women got more time than I did, and the photographers over there didn't even notice me and didn't even ask me, hey, do you want to do a photo shoot together? Do you want to do a couple of shoots together? I was just like quiet as a mouse in the background, hidden from view. Nobody didn't say anything or even offer a chance for me to like have a photo shoot. So I was a little bit disappointed, but I did like the networking. I did like the fact that I was able to network with a lot of models and photographers. That was great. I loved the networking part. but I didn't get as much photo shoot time as everybody else. Everybody else was like, oh, let's do this and this and this. But I wanted to take part of it too, but I never got the chance. And lesson learned. You learn, you live, learn, and you see it for what it is, and you learn. You got to be a little more vocal, you know. But I learned that lesson, and I learned like this. I learned a couple lessons from all that. I learned that like this. Man, you can tell who are dudes and who are. You can tell who's a dude, and you can tell who's an actual woman. Women are like a lot smaller than the dudes who were pretending to be women. Yeah, and you could see that glaring. And I could see that from, like, what? A mile away. Yeah. But you learn. And I learned like this. I just gotta be able to speak up and be able to say, hey, I wanted to take part of it too. I mean, I didn't get enough photo shoot time like everybody else. So I felt left out. I felt like, oh, we didn't know, And then when I spoke up about it, they were like, oh, we didn't know. My apologies. Next time, we'll make sure you get enough photo shoot time like everyone else. We'll make sure everybody got a chance. Yeah. But I learned. That's why when I do photo shoots, like with a photographer. It's private. It's like in a studio like that. I do it like that. But for now, hey, lesson learned, ladies and gentlemen. Lesson learned. But the other thing I want to talk about is this. I got a referral link from Burner because you know why? I actually brought one myself, ladies and gentlemen. I actually brought a Burner LE. I brought one because here's the thing, guys. The world's getting dangerous here in Connecticut. The world's getting pretty dangerous here, especially in a blue state like Connecticut that I live in, guys. The world is getting dangerous. It is getting so dangerous here right now that for people like me who want to defend myself, who want to be able to have like personal safety, personal security, it's getting dangerous here in Connecticut. So that's why it's like this. I brought my Burner LE. I'm a big supporter of Burner. I have the Burner Max rounds and the Kinetic rounds. So I brought that and so much more. And if you guys want to buy Burner, and the link's in the description below, guys, I recommend it, guys. If you want something that is less lethal and you guys want something that will protect yourself, that you can carry, you can buy it in the link in the description below. But anyway, guys, I want to talk about this, like, Hartford church group that is trying to patrol the city streets armed. That is setting up a recipe for a fucking disaster. I swear to God. I'm going to say this in so many terms. If this was a white group setting up a militia to patrol the city streets, you know the liberal media would be all over this piece saying, oh, it's a white supremacist neo-Nazi group patrolling the streets, making it unsafe for minorities. But if it's a minority group, and mind you, this is a minority, like a black-owned community group that is doing this, you know the media ain't saying nothing because you know why? They don't want to offend their population. They don't, guys. They literally don't. So, this is why, guys, I'm all for everyone being armed as it's given in your God-given right to be armed, and especially in the United States Constitution and in the Second Amendment. But how they're doing this, No. No. That it's a bad move. It's a horrible move. It is the worst move in history. Why? Because here, for one, you can't open carry in Connecticut, okay? Two, you can only use a gun to defend yourself. And there are strict laws in Connecticut that says that you can only shoot only if you have no way out. That means you got to be able to justify in court saying, "Your Honor, I had no way of escaping, okay? I couldn't jump out of a second-story building and break a leg. So I had no choice but to shoot to defend myself." What this church group is doing in Hartford, Connecticut, by patrolling armed, they're going to do more damage to gun rights, gun owners, and law-abiding citizens in this country. The amount of damage that they are going to do is staggering. It is shocking, to say the least. The amount of damage that they're going to do to, like, gun owners like myself, they're going to make it harder and harder for legal, law-abiding citizens like myself to defend ourselves. They are. Now, I applaud them for wanting to protect their neighborhood. I applaud them for wanting to protect their community, because we all know law enforcement in this country has been defunded so much that people can't trust cops anymore. People can't trust law enforcement anymore. I applaud them for that. I support them. But how they're going about doing this is all fucking wrong. Really. How they're doing this is literally wrong. The fact that they're doing this armed, it's setting the wrong precedent here, ladies and gentlemen. It is basically setting up a wrong idea. The way I would do this, guys, and I'm going to talk about my suggestion, is this. Get a hold of Curtis Sliwa of the Guardian Angels in New York City. They should have gotten a hold of him, bring his gang, his Guardian Angels gang, up to Hartford, Connecticut, and help him form a patrol group. Doing it armed is going to set us backwards instead of going forward. I love Curtis Sliwa and his Guardian Angels, okay? And by the way, he is running for mayor in New York City. I endorse him. I support him. That being said, I think what this minister, this reverend in Hartford, who is doing this armed, is setting a precedent, is setting a bad example. What he should have done, ladies and gentlemen, was got a hold of Curtis Sliwa and the Guardian Angels. The Guardian Angels should have talked to him, especially Curtis Sliwa, should have came up to Hartford, Connecticut and talked to him, because they should have talked to him about, like, setting up a Guardian Angels chapter in Hartford, Connecticut, okay? That way they can help patrol, like, the streets of Hartford, help patrol, like, say the crime-ridden areas. Now, an example, guys, I would think like this. Hartford PD should set up a reserve police force, much like the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department over there, where they have a reserve police force. They really do, guys. They really do. They have a reserve police force there, guys, where these people help patrol their streets like they would do in Hartford. That would be something I think a lot of police departments in Connecticut should do. Okay? Set up a reserve police force where citizens can help patrol the city streets unarmed. I believe New York City has one where they call it the NYPD Auxiliary Police Force, where they help NYPD patrol the areas and where their officers are treated as sworn officers, but they are considered reserve and auxiliary officers. Yeah, something like that. Hartford PD should consider setting up. They should. But the fact of the matter is, guys, the fact of the matter is, I want to say this, guys. The fact of the matter is that this reverend that is setting up a neighborhood armed patrol, he's basically opening himself up to be a target for, like, criminals. Because you got to remember, criminals don't obey the laws. They don't care about the laws, the consequences, and the repercussions. They do not. All they care about is, like, getting away with it. But the one thing I do want to say is like this. The progressive Democrats in Connecticut is directly responsible for why crime is on the rise in this state. Why criminals are getting away with everything, okay? And leaving law-abiding citizens defenseless. Yeah. And then at the same time, you have this leftist push of defunding the police and defunding the legal system. This is what they get. They get thugs roaming the streets with no consequences whatsoever. You get criminals who are getting away with everything, including the fucking goddamn kitchen sink. Okay? The fact of the matter is, guys, is this. You have progressive Democrats who are responsible for enabling the criminal enterprise to basically get away scot-free. And then you got minority groups who are claiming, oh, my neighborhood's unsafe. My neighborhood is, like, being shot up all the time. But you know who you really want to blame for all this? Is the progressive socialist communist Democrats who live in suburban neighborhoods with well-funded police departments and well-funded towns that are so far removed from the problems of the inner city. And they want to dictate policy to the inner cities, but don't want it in their neighborhoods. That's the reality of all this, guys. That's the reality. That's the sad reality in all this. It is, guys. It really is. But the reality in all this, guys, is that people need to stop voting Democrat. Stop voting for people who want to make you defenseless and helpless, who want to make you victims. Stop. If this reverend got smart, he would have preached to his people, stop voting Democrat. Democrats aren't your best friends. Democrats are your worst enemies. Democrats are ones who hate you, who want you defenseless. They really do. That's why, guys, I'm going to say this. That's why you need to start being smart about this. Democrats are the cause of all that is wrong with this country. Republicans ain't the solution, but they'll fix your problem. Okay? So the fact of the matter is here, guys. People need to realize that the Democrats in this country and in the state of Connecticut are a cause of all the problems that we're seeing. They really are. But I do applaud this pastor for doing what it takes to protect his neighborhood. I do applaud him. But how he's going about doing this is all wrong. Because he's opening himself for liability and opening himself up for any prosecutor to go after him. Yeah. The window of liability is opened up so wide that I sit there and I go like this. Why is he carrying a gun armed, patrolling the streets to protect his neighborhood? He's opening himself for liability, and if he gets hauled into court, it's all over for him, ladies and gentlemen. It really is all over. It is. It is. It's essentially a foregone conclusion here. That's why it's like this, guys. That's why it's like this. If he wanted to set up a group to patrol his neighborhood, he could have gotten a hold of Curtis Sliwall in New York and got a hold of the Guardian Angels. They would have came up there and helped him set up a group to patrol the city streets. How he's doing it, I fear you may have trigger-happy people who are so trigger-happy just to shoot first and ask questions later, and then next thing you know, set every gun owner back. Yeah. That is my big worry in all this, is that he's going to endanger gun rights. He's going to endanger self-defense laws in this state. Somebody, in my opinion, needs to get a hold of this guy and literally say to him, to his face, you can't do that. That is going to set us back. Now, I know we have like a gun rights group in Connecticut, but I don't know what they're going to do to stop this guy. What this guy is doing is setting us back, is putting us in a place that we shouldn't be. Yeah. Yeah, seriously, guys. Seriously. The fact of the matter is, guys, this guy is putting gun rights, gun owners, and self-defense in a position that we don't want to be. And somebody needs to get into his head and say, no, dude, no, we can't do this. This is setting us back. This is going to make it worse than it is. This is going to make it so bad, so worse, that we don't want this. We literally don't, guys. I'm afraid to say this, guys, that one of his patrols may inadvertently shoot the wrong person, and that's going to set for a big disaster, and y'all can flag it on Wednesday, March 13, at 1914 hours, that I predict that his armed patrol group is going to be a disaster in the fucking making. It is, guys. It is. But I'm just gonna say like this. As someone who carries a less lethal burner, that would have been a preferred option. Because that way he can like defend himself, he could defend his neighborhood and not have the risk. Because I'm gonna say like this, guys. As I was taught in my CCW, my concealed carry pistol permit class, you own the bullet. Every bullet has a lawyer attached to it. Every bullet, you own it. So if you intended to hit the target But that bullet kept going and hit an innocent kid. It's not only over for the criminal, it's over for you as well. And what this pastor needs to understand is that he needs to take a different approach when it comes to defending his neighborhood. He needs to take a different approach. Taking an armed approach, and especially in a progressive, liberal, blue state like Connecticut, I'm surprised that the progressive Democrats of Connecticut hasn't come down on him. I'm surprised. Maybe because he's a black pastor, maybe why the progressive Democrats ain't going after him, because if they did, they'd be called racist. Maybe that could be the reason. But whatever the reason is, I'm surprised that the progressive Democrats hadn't even gone after him. I'm surprised. I am. I'm literally surprised. But the fact of the matter is, guys, the fact of the matter is that what he's doing is all wrong. He's setting us back. And he's setting us for disaster that's gonna force the progressive Democrats to restrict gun rights even further. Okay? This is why I say this. Until we can do this shit, you need to get rid of the progressive Democrats in Connecticut, because Connecticut's a one-party state. And then you got people like this who want to patrol their streets armed, but then he's giving ammunition to the progressive Democrats of Connecticut to restrict our gun rights even further. Yeah. That's why this guy is setting us back. And he's setting us up to be for us to be restricted even further. Telling you, man. That's why I always say it's like this. He's got to get a hold of Curtis Sliwall and the Guardian Angels in New York City to have him come up, maybe set up a patrol chapter in Connecticut. He really has to, man. But what he's doing now is setting us back even further and further and further. And that's my opinion on this guy's armed patrol group in Hartford, Connecticut, guys. That is my opinion. But anyway, guys, I thank you guys for listening to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. I have to go take care of homework for my master's in social work. I will see y'all soon. Bye for now.
You just listened to an episode of Nikki's World. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all soon. Bye for now.